God. Oh.
Fool. This may sound stupid to you,
but it's hot. Off the wire with Alfredis.
Yeah, the VMAs were last night, and Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, who people are tweeting who? Well, they beat out some of hip-hop's hardest hitters at last night's VMAs. They did lose a video of the year to Justin Timberlake. Other big winners were Bruno Mars and Taylor Swift. Performers included Lady Gaga, who actually sat out the whole night in a thong bikini that she performed in. 2 Chainz, Robin Thicke and Miley Cyrus performed together. Miley Cyrus twerked all over Robin Thicke and over anybody who would allow it.
He's about 40, she's 20. Might be a little bit inappropriate.
Mm. Well, Kendrick Lamar performed. Let's see, Little Kim showed up on stage. Everybody's talking about how she was not recognizable by her face or by her accent. She was speaking really slowly without her telltale New York accent. Let's see, Justin Timberlake performed with NSYNC, and everybody's talking about how they were disappointed that he only sang one song with NSYNC. However, he did have like a 25-minute performance.
That was enough for them,
I guess. After a day of intense promotion for the new TGT album, you remember we talked to Tyrese and Ginuwine and Tank last week? Well, later on, they went to the park in D.C., and Tyrese fainted and injured his arm.
That was Tyrese right there.
He says he was just completely exhausted.
That was him going to the ground.
Wow. Anthony Hamilton was charged with a DWI yesterday after police pulled him over for speeding. He was charged and then released.
Yeah, they took him off his pillow. And
don't do that. Oh, he's not that short. Okay. Kanye West was on Kris Jenner's show, and everybody's saying he's changed. He sounded so non-confrontational. I mean, he didn't sound so angry.
So you'll get to the point where you feel that you can follow me to my house?
Do tell. Do tell us, please.
He did show a picture of baby North, and she is adorable.
She
like
is
a perfect
cute,
mix, you know, of those two.
And then you can photograph the front of my house and put it online. Like, at a certain point, you know, there's just boundaries.
Boundaries.
Wow.
Don't want you all.
Beyonce is being slammed by a UK artist who claims Bey was being a diva behind the scenes before taking the stage in the UK. Not only was she 30 minutes late, we told y'all about that last week.
Hey, she's Beyonce.
That's what I'm saying. First off, here's the thing. She's the headliner. She gonna lock down the entire backstage area. She is Beyonce. Get over yourself, dude. He's like, oh, that's actually.
What if she was a diva?
Oh, yeah, I think it's a she. But yeah. Anyway.
Well, what if she was a diva?
She's Beyonce. Listen, you get Beyonce as the headliner.
I'll just tell Beyonce, hey, look, you don't want to perform? Forget you. Just get your stuff and get out.
Okay. Chris Brown tweeted about a collabo that he wants to do with Beyonce and wrote that she should do it even though Jay doesn't want her to. Wow. And he shouted out to a gang in the tweet. Then he also shouted out a gang in Hawaii via graffiti. He hired a guy to show him where he could paint graffiti legally in Hawaii. So he did. And I don't get why he's trying to act like he's a gangster. Breezy will not be prosecuted for allegedly attacking a female at an OC bar back, a couple of months ago? Remember the chick from Atlanta Housewives, Bailey? What's her first name?
Cynthia
Bailey. Right. Remember she gave her husband like $50,000 to get his business started?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Reports are that their restaurant in Atlanta is in foreclosure.
Wow.
Kenya Moore showed a big rock on Instagram yesterday. She probably bought it herself. I'm kidding.
I don't stand do Lamar Odom tried to smoke it.
Oh, no. It was a diamond.
Okay.
And she announced that she's engaged. She also tweeted a picture of her feet next to his on the beach, so I guess we're not finding out who he is anytime soon.
Okay.
Tops at the box office. Lee Daniels, The Butler, number one again.
Yes,
Rhythm Millers was number two, and The Mortal Instruments, City of Bones, is number three.
All right.
I'm Alfredis. That's hot off the wire. For more stuff, go to the rest of our morning show.com.